This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
It is. Yes, yes, yes. We are back here at the Reese's Senior Bowl. Having a little fun. Hope you guys are doing well out there. We'll take you for a little bit here as we're hoping to have some guests here on the program. Actually, Zach Bond is going to join us, the linebacker from Wisconsin. Jordan Love, quarterback out of Utah State, is going to join us in a little bit. They are closer to wrapping up practice. They should be wrapping up practice probably in the next 20 to 30 minutes. So we should be getting Zach and then Jordan Love after that. So we'll have a couple of guests for you today on the program. We are following several stories while we're up here. We are following the mess down there in South Florida. Apparently Antonio Brown has a large police presence at his home. They are investigating, according to Cameron Wolf, a alleged assault charge. It says, I'm outside of Antonio Brown's neighborhood in Hollywood, where it remains an active police scene. I'm told the alleged battery occurred outside of Antonio Brown's home and involved a large moving truck and its workers. Police are preparing a release with more information. So Hollywood police are investigating Antonio Brown for possible battery at his home today. Sources told ESPN there's still an active scene at Brown's home as police determine if battery charges will be brought against him. As of now, he's not been arrested. Story coming shortly. This is going to end sadly, isn't it? I mean, that's kind of what it looks like. And I hope I'm wrong, because I was wrong when I thought the Mike Tyson story was going to end sadly. You know, I thought we were headed down that path with Mike, and eventually he got his life back on track, thank the Lord, because it was going to be ugly for Mike for a long, long time to come if he continued down that path. And somehow or another, he found a way to kind of straighten out his life, and he's been, you know, a standout citizen so far. So, you know, what can I tell you? I hope the same thing happens to Antonio Brown, but he clearly, I mean, absolutely clearly needs help. We are watching right now practice here at the Senior Bowl. The North team is practicing. And yes, on the North team, a guy by the name of Jordan Love is there. So is Anthony Gordon out of Washington State. In fact, if I'm correct, I think Jordan Love is right now under center. He is about to open the – I think he's been the opening quarterback so far in the drills. Threw some nice deep balls earlier in the practice. We'll see how he works out here. Anthony Gordon also is another guy that's here that, you know, had a little up and down here so far. But remember, guys, I don't go crazy on the first day, because it is the first day. But, hey, why don't we focus in on Mr. Jordan Love? Go ahead. There you go. Jordan Love practicing right now. Watch him take some snaps right here. There you go. And he bobbled it, and there's no snap to take. It's a fumble, fumbleia, fumbleruski. You know, that kind of stuff. That was what was going on there. So there you go. You see, any other station in South Florida going to do this for you? No, of course not. Nobody else is going to do that for you. You know? I don't know. Should we give him one more shot at Jordan Love here?
Give him another chance. Give Jordan a chance. Huh? Give Jordan a chance to show something.
Yeah, give Jordan a chance.
I know how to fumble the snap.
Here you go. There's Jordan Love. There you go. He's dropping back. He's dropping back. He's scrambling. Oh, that would have been a sack. Boom. There you go.
Yeah, earlier, throwing actually against the wind, man. Some nice 40, 45-yard deep sideline passes. Hitting guys in stride against the wind. And you know there's a pretty
good breeze. He's got a lot of talent, man. They've got him. I think my boy moved the sticks here. had him at like 13 going to the Colts. So we'll see. It all depends on what he does this week, but there's no doubt he's the guy that a lot of people are going to fall in love with.
They're thinking the Colts aren't totally enamored with Bissett. Jacoby, come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I know.
It's all world, brother.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. See that little pass there? That was behind the receiver. He just threw a pass to the running back out in the flats, and he put it behind him. And those are the things that, when it comes to ball placement and accuracy, those are things that he has to work on. He has a lot of talent. There's no doubt about it. Antonio Brown, a suspect in battery probe, according to Cameron Wolf. Police are investigating a possible battery outside the home of free agent wide receiver Antonio Brown. Police spokesman told ESPN that Brown is a suspect in the incident, but has not been arrested or charged as of now. There are still several police officers at the scene in front of Brown's home. Police said the case does not involve a domestic dispute. The incident happened outside of Brown's home, where a moving truck currently sits. It's believed that the incident is related to the moving truck and its workers. A 911 call was placed to alert police of a possible battery, and police arrived on the scene to get more information. There is a police briefing expected at the Hollywood Police Department at 7 p.m. This guy's a pain in the ass for everybody. Police described the scene as active. Brown's home is located in a gated community in Hollywood, where multiple neighbors told ESPN they've been fed up with the antics coming from Brown's home. The situation was first reported by TMZ Sports. Last week, Brown's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, conditionally terminated his relationship. Earlier this month, had the outburst. Okay. 31 wasn't on an active roster. All the rest is all the stuff that we know in football and all that.
Can I just say why he's doing this, though?
Why?
Because he had like a 4 or 5 day hiatus, man. He had to get back out there in the press.
He is.
This guy was the number one Google searched athlete in 2019. And you remember how he was all proud of that and everything, you know.
This clown needs to be, put in a straitjacket and needs some serious, serious help. Okay? He is in bad shape. He is not good. And it's going to end uglier than what it is already.
Yeah. Okay? With this type of situation, it has to hit rock bottom before they get that, per se, bitch slap, wake up.
Remember, this is a guy. This is a guy that only knows football. And he doesn't have football in his life. And clearly, he has no other skill sets. He has no other desires, nothing whatsoever. Apparently, he doesn't have a family either. These are things that sometimes it's good to have a family. You know what I mean? I mean, for me personally, it's always great to have a family. But for those kind of guys, that's why family is so important sometimes, because you need them to ground you. You need them just to keep you sane sometimes because of everything that goes on in the world. It's so important to have. Remember what I told you about Antonio Brown? What his main problem is, right? Nobody loves that guy. Nobody. He has nobody that he can count on. Nobody that he trusts. Nobody that really cares for him and is looking out for his best interest. I'll help you. And, hey, can you pay my bills? And, I'll help you. Hey, can you pick up, my...
Like you had pointed out Friday, the hangers on.
Yeah, that's all he has. That's all he has. And that's why he's where he's at right now. And he has nobody that he can listen to. Not that he would probably at this point, but he really needs somebody that actually cares about the human being. Like, most of us are lucky that we have a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, a wife, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, whatever, an uncle, an aunt, a grandmother, a grandfather, a best friend, somebody that really cares about you and is willing to tell you, hey, man, you are doing this and it's wrong and you need to change your ways and you need to check yourself and you need to stop. And the hanger-ons are just, no, you're right, Antonio. Everything you're doing is right. No, you're right. The cops are bad. You're right. She's bad. You're right. Your kids are out of line. You're right. That's what he has around him. And that's all he wants to hear.
So you're thinking some tough love?
Yeah, but I think we're at...
It goes beyond that.
Yeah, I think we're at the point of no return, as Kansas would say, that I don't think you're going to be able to see that anymore because I don't think anybody can reach him anymore. And that's the sad part. And when you, and look, the incidents just keep piling up, and it's only going to get worse. Okay? Because if there is battery here because he hit somebody, and he thinks he can hit one of... See, that's the other thing. That's where we have been, me, you, all of society. We're all guilty. And we create these monsters because we allow them to get away with crap from when they're young. And so as they continue to just evolve and continue to break laws and violate rules and all of that, but you allow them to get away with it, they will always feel that they can do it. And that's why if he, let's say he was just to have some fun with this. Okay, not that I'm making light of his situation, but it just have fun in the explanation. And just say, hey, he hit the guy because, I don't know, he wasn't carrying something. He dropped something that was going to be put on the thing, and Antonio got crazy and hit him. And Antonio feels like he's going to be able to get away with that because he always gets away with it. And this is what you're seeing, and it's only going to get worse. It just is. I mean, it truly is scary that the level of ignorance that he shows throughout all of this, it's actually baffling. And now we'll see where this leads, you know. And I don't know what the police is going to say at 7 o'clock, but...
It's an opportunity for them to have a press conference, though.
And I'm sure they'll talk about, hey, this is the, you know... 14th
the
incident that we've been to in his home, and you saw in the quotes by Cameron Wolf in his story that the neighbors are already tired of the guy, which I can't imagine what it's like to live next to that clown and all the crap that goes on between him and his baby mama and everything else that goes on.
You have this nice neighborhood, you bought this home. And wow. This clown moves in next door to you. Can you imagine? Oh man.
I would be losing my mind because you paid all that money. And
oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're talking a million minimum, right?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. No, it's one
probably
of those
more.
That it really blows you away that this would go on this long. By the way, proud sponsor of the program is Choice Mortgage Bank. Michael Codsey and the great people at Choice Mortgage Bank. Hey, please tell them that Big O sent you. They will take care of you right now. State rates, we can still get you under 3.5%. Call them right now, 561-441-2730. And they do it all from wholesale, conventional, residential loans, condo loans, reverse mortgages, jumbo loans, FHA, VA loans. Call them right now for a free qualification and consultation. 561-441-2730. All right, let's talk a little Dolphins. We have some news, and I kind of predicted this a while back, a couple weeks ago when they hired Chan Gailey. One of the reasons why I told you they may be hiring Chan Gailey is because they know they're going to lose Jim Caldwell. And sure enough, Jim Caldwell is gone. And today they made it official. Jim Caldwell has left the Dolphin organization, never coached a game, never really took the sidelines with the Dolphins, had the personal issue, and had to check out. And apparently he is back from his personal issues. Now, he was mentioned for some jobs, yet wasn't hired. Now, I can simply go with black. And that would be really easy for me to do, obviously, because the minority in the NFL gets the short end of the stick all the time. So it's not something that you would be shocked that the black candidate doesn't get the opportunity. I'm also wondering, because, see, we hear that he stepped down, but we haven't heard from him yet, that he's saying, well, you know, I want to coach again, I'm ready to go, and those kind of things. And maybe he said it behind the scenes, but nobody really took him serious enough that they brought him in for interviews and things like that. And so that tells me that maybe whatever personal issue he might have had might still linger, might still be a chance of coming back, because he didn't get a sniff from anybody in the NFL, and now he's not returning to the Dolphins. That's kind of weird, isn't it? You figure if he's leaving the Dolphins, it's because he has something else that's a better opportunity for him. You know what I mean? And you're not getting that. So if he's not getting a better opportunity and he's leaving the only opportunity, then what's going on?
Is there a sense of apprehension because he hasn't come clean with what the situation was that he had to step away?
Well, he would have to come clean to those people.
Yeah, I would think.
It doesn't have to come clean to us in the media or the fans or anything.
We'll never find out.
And I'm sure whoever of the NFL people that do know, then they've made a determination on.
Yeah, there's still a lingering.
Yeah. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, but.
This resurfaces.
I mean, the guy is a better coach than half the league as it is. He's a better offensive coordinator than most of the league as it is. And he didn't get a job. And he's leaving the only one he has. It's weird.
Well, looking into it.
Strange.
Man, that was the one spot, coaching-wise, that you were all about. This is awesome.
Yeah. It's a blessing.
Now, of course, over the course of the season, we got to see what transpired.
Right. But remember, that's why I also said maybe that's why Gailey is getting hired, because they know they're going to lose Caldwell. And, yeah, they did. They lost Caldwell. And now they have a very experienced coordinator, former head coach. Because remember, Flores had a guy that's a former head coach that he can bounce things off of. Now he gets one back in Chan Gailey. So it kind of sucks for us as Dolphin fans, because there's no doubt that the team and the coaching staff and any player that he's around is going to be a lot better because they have Jim Caldwell around. So now you get Chan Gailey in there and you kind of have the same effect, you hope, that Chan Gailey gives you that comfort zone that Jim Caldwell was giving a lot of players also. So interesting story with Caldwell. I know that the Dolphins hired the Virginia assistant, Robbie Brown, to be the QB coach. Again, this is all very strange with Caldwell. Very, very strange that he would leave the Dolphins but have no position. It's weird. There's more to this story. We probably won't find out about it, ladies and gentlemen, because HIPAA rules and all that, you know, unless somebody somehow gets the skinny and lets out the story, then maybe, yeah, that could be the case. You never know. I can see where that would be the issue. 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, that's 786-322-1105. If you want to get in on the accidentlawfirm.com text line, you can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us as always. Jay says, good afternoon, O. People are already talking about you and Brett Tesler speaking next Thursday evening. Oh, well, thank you, sir. I look forward to our get together there next Thursday, my man. Definitely. Look forward to that. Hey, just sent you a DM on some thoughts. Appreciate it, sir. Appreciate it, Premier Reviewer. Thank you. Saw that on DM. We'll look into that too. Thank you for always looking out, my man. That's one thing I can be very grateful that you, sir, have been a blessing to us here on the show. Appreciate all of you out there that have tried to help out and are helping out and are willing to help out in any way, shape, or form to help us succeed and build this thing up. That's been one of the things that I got to say has, you know, got me right in the center of my heart, that it's amazing the love that you guys have shown our program, whether it's friends or social media or listeners or anything that you can, help out, sponsors, all that kind of stuff. It's been really, really amazing how many of you have stepped up to assist us in all of this.
Takes a community to make a great show.
Yes, exactly. I don't know where the great show is, but I thank for the community on that one. I appreciate the community on that. The NFL draft plans are in. And Vegas, obviously, will be out there, the NFL, the 23rd through the 25th. And everything is going to take place at Caesar's Palace. That's where they're going to build the main stage. And that's where they're going to be holding the drafts. And also at the Bellagio. Okay? But the main stage will be at the Caesars Forum. And that will be the stage for the first and second and third days of the draft. That's where you go. And that main stage is where they will also have performers, too, throughout the weekend also. Because, as you know, they always have performers out there. We will be performing at Tommy Rocker's. We'll be broadcasting live out there with 300 of our closest friends. I know Tommy Rocker is soon going to be releasing the information where you can go reserve your table for any of the 3 days out there for the draft. So we'll have a little fun. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be awesome, man. That is definitely one experience that we're all going to enjoy. But now you know that between Caesar's Palace and the Bellagio, that's where you're going to have most of your NFL draft stuff going on. So if plan accordingly, if you want to stay somewhere close to that, there you go. Or if not, just get a car and you'll be there in a minute and that's it. It's not a big deal. It's not the end of the world, as they say. I'm watching practice here. I'm watching the boys as they get ready to wrap up the afternoon session, which started at 3 o'clock. It should end somewhere in the next 20 minutes here by 5 o'clock. I'm sure it should be over. We should have about a two-hour practice, no more than that on that one. So you got your draft plans April 23rd through April 25th. Let's see, what else do we have here on the program that we've been talking about or that I just saw? Oh, yes, Cowboys. Apparently their number one priority is going to be Dak Prescott. That's interesting that they would talk about Dak Prescott being their number one priority. It's not a surprise, obviously, that they're talking Dak Prescott as the number one priority. But the question is, how much do you believe he should be a number one priority for you if you're the Cowboys? Here's what the story says. It's been urgent for us, said Stephen Jones, vice president of the Dolphins, telling Michael Gelkin of the Dallas Morning News. We certainly want to get that done. That's our number one priority as we go into the offseason, is to hopefully find some resolution to get it and get it done. Cowboys came close to an extension with Prescott before the season started. Jones previously said it didn't happen, so Prescott played out his rookie deal. Jones said priority number two is getting a contract completed with wide receiver Amari Cooper, who is scheduled to become a free agent in March. The Cowboys have no meeting scheduled with either Prescott's or Cooper's agents at the Senior Bowl. If I happen to run into them, I'm more than happy to visit with them, Jones said, via John Marchota of The Athletic. I know them both well. So we will find out if it is a priority for them and how much. See, Dak is that guy that I think he can be serviceable for you and get the job done, again, in the perfect scenario. But do I think that Dak Prescott is the guy that can go off script and that when things break down, he's the guy that's going to straighten everything out? No, I don't. I really don't. There's no part of me that thinks that Dak Prescott can elevate others. I think he can be a facilitator on his best day. Now, if you want to give that kind of quarterback $30-plus million, then go for it. Just like, hey, listen, if the Titans want to play Ryan Tannehill and they want to pay him all that money and they want to pay him $30 million, then go for it, bro. I mean, if you didn't see what you needed to see in the Kansas City game, I can't help you. I get it. It's really cute. Some of you out there, you make excuses. well, you know, if Ryan had this and Ryan had that, well, you know, Ryan had pretty much close to perfect. Okay? And he did what he could do. And some of you out there fell for the banana in the tailpipe. Some of you are still falling for it, which is really amazing that after 8 years, you would think that that guy can be a franchise guy. And that's what you have to ask yourself. Can Dak Prescott be a franchise guy? Because if he's going to ask us for $30, $35 million, he's a franchise guy. That's what he's saying. He's saying that when chaos happens, I will elevate you. How many of you believe that? Because I don't. There's no part of me that believes that if chaos ensues, that guy is going to elevate everybody else and take him to the next game. I don't see it. Same thing as we saw with Ryan Tannehill. He had an opportunity, but unfortunately, he could not close the deal because that's not who he is. And when they needed a real quarterback, he can't be that guy. Now, he can facilitate on his best day that you've got Derrick Henry running for 180, 200, 220 yards. Yeah, I know when Jay Ajayi was running for 200 yards too, you know, Ryan had a good time. There's a lot more to this game than just being a facilitator in a perfect situation. And that's what happens too often. Well, it looks like the afternoon practice has ended. How about that? So we are hopefully going to get Zach Bond from Wisconsin, the outside linebacker. We are waiting for him to call us. And then Jordan Love will end up calling. Why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break, all right? And then when we come back, hopefully we'll get Zach Bond on. We'll get Jordan Love. I'll get ready, back with more live from the Senior Bowl, the only radio show in South Florida that is here covering your Miami Dolphins this way for 21 years. Back with more.
Metallica, headlining the Welcome to Rockville Music Festival. Two different nights, two different sets. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all information. Get your tickets on sale right now.
Plus tax, tech title. It includes $899 dealer fee on approved credit. Offers end 11-10-19.
Over 1,500 Toyotas are on the ground. And truckloads of new 2020 Toyotas just keep on coming. To eliminate all 2019 models, Toyota of Hollywood is holding the ultimate 2019 model year changeover event. Make us an offer. Any offer. And you can buy a Toyota at up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used.
50% less.
Upreon 2019 RAV4, not 30,000, 19,775. Upreon 2019 Camry LE, not 26,000, 17,775. Upreon 2019 Corolla LE, not 22,000, 12,775. Pay up to 50% less at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2014 to 2018 per SET. On 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.